Thanks again for joining us for another episode of Fashion Fix Live. We are chatting through my high street hits that I found in Zara. We're also talking about the negative comments that we are seeing on social media now that the girls carry our back with And Just Like That, the over 50 comments and what they're saying about how they're being styled. Zara also takes us through her picks of the supermarket beauty buys. Now don't forget, the episode is recorded live, so please take that into consideration when you're listening to the sound. And thanks again for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
That was, I've got to say, that was unbelievable timing because my son literally just threw open the door as I was like, no!
Get out!
Enjoy some summer holidays.
I've got the house to myself, but I normally have my door shut. But if I have the door shut, I will die in this episode. Mm-hmm. So I've got the windows open, so you might hear a bit of traffic, so I do apologise. Hello, Samantha. We're looking all Carrie.
Love it.
Loving the top.
Okay. The Carrie of Oxfordshire, that's what people call me.
Hi, Janine, you're okay?
Hi, everybody. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Well, I thought I'd quickly round up because we've got so much to talk about. I thought people listening...
Do you just want to... remember what I showed you? How to do?
I can't see on the thing. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sure it'll come up again. There you go.
Okay, hold on.
So I thought I'd bring some of the sunshine inside today. I think the rain is coming next week. And just to go to the zoo.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, but that's a good time to go to the zoo, Zara, because the animals will be out. It's too hot at the moment.
Yeah, the animals hide. I should know this. I'm South African.
So we're going to start the show talking through a new feature that we're going to include in all future episodes, which is some fashion news. And Samantha and Janine will be taking us through that. I will then run through three high street hits from Zara that are £30 and under. And I tell you what, I've already had quite a few DMs going, can you tell me now? And I'm like, no, you're going to have to wait. We're then moving on to a style dilemma, which we can all chat through. And this is where people watching us can join in. And then we've tasked Zahn with going to the supermarket and going to get some beauty products that everyone can shop this weekend. So I'm going to kick start. I'm going to come straight to you, Samantha. We're going to talk about the new Carrie, Miranda, and the whole over 50s thing.
Yes, And Just Like That filming in New York. I've been living for the outfit photos. I posted end of last week, about the fact that, unfortunately, I had seen comments on some of these posts, really horrible comments about the women and how they'd aged. Of course they aged. They're over 50.
That's what this series is all about, is how they've moved their lives on.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think they're really showing that style doesn't have an age limit. It doesn't matter if you've got grey hair. That is normal. Women get grey hair. Women have hair growing. I mean, I've got hairs growing out my chin most days that I'm having to, like, get rid of, really. I mean, let's just all be real. And I think in the summer, particularly, it's a really hard time for us because, you know, you feel, if you are self-conscious about your body, you feel like you don't want to get your legs out, or, you know, you're worrying, you're perspiring. I mean, I went out for dinner with my sister on Wednesday and my feet had swollen so much I could not put my shoes on.
Me too.
That's the reality for us.
I don't recognise my feet at the moment, and hence why in London yesterday, they're the only sandals I could have worn, or I would have had to have gone barefoot. Yeah. I could not have got into anything else.
It's all normal stuff that happens in summer, and it's just unfortunate that I think we've got to such a point with social media that people don't seem to understand that that is what women look like. But I think they look fabulous. I cannot wait to see the outfits. I've also seen that Natasha, Big's ex-wife, has been filming on the set, so... yeah, we'll see what that's about. But I can't wait. I think that Sex and the City was really quite, for me, it was a real, like, formative, like formative fashion show, and as you can see, I am still very influenced by Carrie.
Yeah, very. Now, Miranda was my least favourite character, and I think I didn't gel with her particularly because I didn't quite like her masculine style, because I'm probably more girly. But I think as I've got older, because, I mean, when I was 15, is it 15 years ago, first time around? Am I right? And get my maths. But now, the snippets that I'm getting, Miranda's style is amazing.
Yeah. It's very on trend.
Yeah, and the shorter hair, and I just think, yeah, she's really looking great.
One thing that we hadn't spoken about before and that we've seen with her is that she is really embracing the grey hair. Now, I know women that during lockdown actually decided to let their hair grow and literally completely silver, and have waited until now, and they have now decided no more colouring. And they look incredible. So I'm so delighted to see, which is such a style icon, all three of them are, that they represent that. Because they are plenty of women who go grey much earlier on and shouldn't need to hide it for, you know, someone's made up standards. So I'm delighted to see it being represented, and so stylishly.
I also think that brands are missing a bit of a trick, because actually women who are over 50 have the money. I mean, yeah, you know, but yet it's kind of quite patronizing the way that these brands are trying to sell to these women, but then they've got like a 19-year-old advertising the product. I mean, you're missing a trick there. I want to see women who look like me wearing that brand. That's what I want. And I think that's what all women, from the craziness that the post that I did, I mean, the comments I got, that's what we want. So brands, we want women who are like us. We want to see ourselves represented in all, you know, shapes, sizes, ages, everything.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because so Zahn and Janine, we've all featured in Platinum magazine, haven't we? And so that's dedicated for ladies over 50. In fact, actually, they're great. They do over 40s as well, but they predominantly market to the over 50s. And it's so refreshing. I love that magazine. It's so refreshing to see real women and the stylings for our age. And I just think it's a shame. In fact, actually, I was at a magazine stand yesterday and today, and I brought none, because I just thought it's as you say, for 18, 19, it's not for me. So I actually didn't buy. So they're missing out at the moment. And that, Janine, how do you feel about the whole comments about the Sex and the City girls?
Well, being over 50 myself, I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm all for it. I kind of feel like I've aged with them, and the fact that they're bringing it to the forefront and making it show, look, you're not, Carrie's not any different now. She's in her 50s than she was when she was in her 30s. And most of us, nearly all my friends, are exactly the same. We might have aged and we've got a few more wrinkles and grey hairs or whatever, but we still like to look good. And I get so tired of the media when they talk about it. And I've said this, I know you've heard me say it before, like,
oh, is it me? I can't hear you, Janine.
Janine, we've lost you.
I can see you, but we can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Oh. Hello?
That's new. That's new. Well, we're live.
Go out and come back. Yeah, I'll send you back in again. Okay. Oh, that's not happened to us before, is it? Let me see if I'll put your name back in.
This is real life. This is what we're talking about. Real life problems.
We've not been wrong. It's just
tech. Nothing's perfect.
I know that for quite some time, the media are talking about the fact that we are now trying to really go towards advertising for women in their 40s and their 50s. But there is still so much further to go by the looks of the comments that came out when they were being, you know, when we saw them on the street. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Janine, I'll come back to you. But Zahn, as a model, I know you're not yet in your 50s, but do you have a pressure to not go grey, And B, do you think you won't get as good a work once you get into your 50s? How does that make you feel?
Well, it's really interesting seeing women that I started with that kind of went quiet, like all the supermodels. Georgina Grenville is basically, she's the Gucci girl, and she is representing all the high street stores now. She's tall, quite long blonde hair, or she's going slightly grey. So it is wonderful to see them coming back, because those are the faces that we want to see. Mm-hmm. We want to see women that are wearing the clothing that look like us, that are our age. For me personally, I'm not ready to allow my grey to shine through. You'll probably see there is a little bit of my little superhero streak is coming through. But it's because I go for quite a wide market. So I can then allow myself to go later on. And what is really refreshing is that when I was modeling in my early 30s, I thought, oh, just one more job, you know, because in my 20s, they were saying you'd be over it by 30. But slowly but surely, the industry is realizing that women in our 40s can be need to be out there and showing that we're modeling the clothing and things like that. Yeah. So my career is going a little bit longer.
good. No, Janine, can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yay!
I didn't touch a thing. And then I suddenly thought everybody's looking at me blankly. I don't know what you heard, but what I was saying was that, yeah, it just frustrates me how the media portray, or you read a headline and below it is so-and-so is looking good for over 40, so-and-so is looking good for over 50.
Yeah.
And they I've seen it twisted the other way, you know, like calling, like when Harry and Meghan got married, you know, calling them a young couple. And yet in another media thing you can read, and they're talking about once you're over 35 or 40 that you're kind of old. And I don't feel any different, and I know my friends don't feel any different. And I'm, you know, I'm so tired of it, of picking up something like, and that's why I love the Platinum magazine isn't about that. You mentioned that earlier, Lizzie, but the fact that some fashion magazines, if you depict what they say you should be wearing when you hit over 50, I would have to disregard all of my wardrobe and start again, you know, and it's a tough enough time, I'm telling you, going through menopause and having to deal with the things that you do. Let alone having, you know, you just start to feel sometimes that things are stacked against you, as if, you know, the world is kind of telling you need to act old. And I like fight back against that all the time. I am not prepared to do that. I'm not in that camp at all.
In fact, this week, there's been so many posts about, either on Insta stories or on people's squares, about wearing shorts from ladies that are over 40.
Yeah.
And in my 20s, I didn't wear shorts at all. And I don't really recall too much of my 30s. Now in my 40s, my husband kept saying to me one year, will you get some shorts on? It's so hot, you know, or we're going on holiday, it's going to be a bit more casual. Can you get some shorts? And I thought, oh, do people really want to see this? And it was like, it's bizarre. Once you've got a couple of pairs, who cares? Once you've got them on and you're, you know, I don't know why we're so hard on ourselves on getting our legs out.
I just think it's the media. They do a lot of it, haven't they, in the past, of how it's sort of, you know, if you look at some of the magazines, as I say, that they used to come out, and, you know, you look at how our parents used to dress. I know what my mum was like in her 50s, and it certainly wasn't how I dress. I mean, I didn't share my wardrobe, yet my daughter, who's 17, shares, you know, borrows a lot of my clothes and different things. So how times have changed, and I think that's brilliant. But, you know, like you said earlier as well, the brands and the retailers need to catch up and stop marketing to, you know, people who are in their early 20s all the time. Not that they shouldn't, but come on, there's a whole market, like you said, of us with disposable income, you know. And the amount of women I have who say to me, oh, can I still shop in there? Isn't that a shame that we feel like that? Can I still shop in there? Is that shop for me?
Yeah, no, that's not good at all. Moving on to small fashion news. Janine, what have you got to share with us?
Well, while we are on air, ladies, the Olympic opening ceremony is taking place. You know, so we are vying for attention here. And but I don't know, I didn't even realise this. We haven't seen as much attention around the Olympics as we have other years, for sure. But did you know that Ben Sherman actually are the official uniform providers of the British athletes this year? So while they are walking around this afternoon with the flag, that is what they will be wearing. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, that'd be good to see. And yeah, well, I'll look out for that a bit later on and stuff. So moving it on to High Street Hits, I went on to Zara. I was trying to decide between H&M, Zara, Manga. I wanted to go what I consider a little bit more budget end. The reason for that was, I don't know, with us having staycations, all that, are we going abroad, not going abroad? And with everyone having to pay for all these tests to go abroad, it's becoming quite expensive. So I was really keeping in the back of my mind a couple of things. A sort of a non-guilty treat. Mm-hmm. Something that actually has a bit of a wow factor to it, that people will stop you and go, where did you get that from? Because we all like that in what we wear. And then does it flex between you can wear it on a UK holiday, or actually can you pack it and take it abroad? So hopefully it does all of that. So the first one up, all of these are Zara, and they're all new in, and as I say, they're all under 30. So this one's $29.99. This is
love it.
That's what you're doing.
That's got Sam's name written on it.
So when my husband has a go at me, I'm going to blame you.
If you weren't on your phone now, you'd be on your phone ordering that now.
It's newest. You'd be quick. I think it comes in a dark purple. I wish it was lilac, because I would have really jumped on the lilac one, but it's quite a dark purple. I thought the magenta was fun. I think there's a green and a yellow. So the $29.99, and it's got that, it's that kind of style that's in. And doesn't fit on your shoulder. It's very much on the elbow or on the wrist. Very simple. Popper inside. And just one little compartment. I have to be honest. When you just look at it like this and from a distance, it's all very glam. But if it was one, and I would probably put this on a table if out for dinner, out for brunch. The middle section here, not so great. It's a little bit unfinished, so you either have to close it up, or if I'm not keeping this, but if I was to keep it, and this is what I'd recommend to do, is find a dual magenta or tone on tone or a diamante style, and I would just glue that in, put something in there just to jazz it up a bit, because I feel like that's a little bit unfinished for the price. But I thought that was a lot of fun.
And what about the inside? Can you get a phone and a purse in, Lizzie?
Yeah, definitely get a phone. You can get, I have a big phone. I don't know about you girls.
Yeah.
A larger size. Definitely can get that in. Get your keys in, makeup. It's actually very, very spacious. Yeah, I thought it was lovely. I thought they're great. And as I say, you know, especially if you're just going out to London for the day for lunch and you're just wearing an old dress, this is really going to brighten it up. I thought that was a lot of fun.
The colour is amazing.
I've had to, for to be able to show you this one, I've had to put it on a hanger. I love a bodysuit, and I did a video for my Facebook group about bodysuits. Mm-hmm. And because I think it's very good if you like, especially with shorts and stuff like that, they sit really low on the hip. This really sort of takes any of that faff of showing anything. But this is quite dramatic. Can you see?
Love it.
Body. I'll be honest, my study of bodysuits, I've always said about a three popper is the best. This only comes with two, so it's a bit narrow there. Yeah. But go down one size. I intentionally went down one size because there's nothing to keep this side up, so you need that tighter fit. And then just a lovely dramatic sleeve. This is $17.99. And I think it comes in white, but I thought the black looked a little bit more stylish. And I've tried it on. Hear me out with the skirts. I don't think it goes with skirts, if I'm honest. With a long straight skirt or A-line, just doesn't look right at all. Tried it with a maxi, and it looks like a ball gown gone wrong, if I'm truly honest. This is very much to wear with jeans or shorts. Yeah. And I just think you could wear this during the day. Say for example, you're going to the beach during the day and you're going out for a nice lunch, shorts, whatever, you've got your gladiator sandals on. And then if you want to go to a bar early evening, just swap it for a pair of jeans, some strappy sandals, and you're sorted, and a bit of extra jewellery. So, yeah, love that one. And I think I'm keeping it.
Yay. I find bodysuits quite hard to buck because I've got quite a long body. Yeah. So I have to be careful with the length because otherwise, like, there's a situation going on. Yeah. That's not good.
I find Zara the best for that, though. Their ones are really good for the length in them. They don't have the whole
cheese wire scenario
going on.
Yeah, you don't have like, what's that? It's like, oh, I'm on fire. Great, yeah.
And I have to say, about the two poppers,
yeah,
when I was trying it on with skirts, I'll be honest, it felt very uncomfortable down there. Right. As soon as I put shorts on or jeans on, didn't know, it felt fine. So it does, I do think it does make a difference. Now the third one I'm wearing.
Ah!
I said to my husband last week, doing this feature on Fashion Fits Live, don't panic, everything's going back. I'm now keeping two of the
three after. We won't tell him.
Now I've got another one here.
Beautiful.
Oh, she's got another one.
So this goes to
dedication to service.
This arrived with a fault, but I loved it. Oh. If it hadn't been faulty, I'd have worn this to London yesterday in the heat. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's $27.99. It's a full length maxi. Okay. I love it.
I love the vibe. Yeah.
I instantly know that when it gets to late summer, early autumn, pair of boots. And a little cardi, you've started to get that autumn feel. I've had to put a couple of stitches just to close it there. Maybe if you're not as chesty as me, you might get away with it. I couldn't. My only negative, and I knew this even before going yesterday and trying to buy it, the belt is really bad quality. Mm. I'm wearing a weave belt. I don't know if you can see brown. I'm not really one for to wear the belts where it's the same material, but can you see how badly that's finished at the ends, both sides?
Yeah.
And it's too short. When you wear the material belt, I don't know if you agree, I like them slightly longer. I think it makes it more elegant. It's very short. Yeah. So that was a bit of a no from me, but I loved it enough to go hunting yesterday. So yeah, so that's three items, the pink bag, the black bodysuit, the keeper, and the green dress, which I'm already wearing. So yeah, lovely. They're all new and all now.
And Sam says you can just send that bag straight to her. You don't need to go back to Zara.
Yeah, don't worry. You just send it to my hat. It's fine. Yeah, don't worry. And then I won't tell your husband about the other stuff. Yeah.
Oh no, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So, no, you look lovely in the dress. It looks great on you.
Thank you. So, which one was your favourite out of three?
I'm loving the bodysuit. I think that is just gorgeous.
I think it's a good one for our, isn't it? When you just want
to... Having said that, I'm obsessed with green. So I was going to say, oh, can I see a little bit more? Because I saw your straps. I'm like, ah. So yeah, no, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I love a maxi dress as well. So yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and Janine, which one have you got a particular favorite?
Well, I love the bag, love the dress, love green, as Zan says. And bodysuits, I'm a big fan of Zara bodysuits. But also, if you've got some of us have got swimsuits like that. I've had a white swimsuit that I did that kind of thing with on holes. So it's good to know that they've got them in the bodysuit because swimsuits can be a bit thick rather than, you know, thicker material actually than that probably is, which can be a bit too much to wear, and you can feel a little bit too shiny, if you know what I mean, because it was white. Yeah.
I noticed quite a few people posted about swimwear and wearing them with their jeans and that. I don't know. So I'm quite large up the top. I could not do that for money.
Yeah, and also then you've got to take, let's just say, when you need a wee, then you've got to take everything along.
And I've got to say, there's something about, I don't want to see, like, if you walk into a cold room and suddenly it's like, oh, they're the smarties. I don't want to see that.
Don't be like a Rachel from Friends. No, thank you.
Oh, no,
you need to have something underneath it, I'm afraid. I did see in Zara the other day, they do have, with the straps, like if you needed to wear a proper bra, they do have one with both sleeves, but it's not as pronounced.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not as pronounced. Now, I just think that makes such a statement, you know, with like maybe a ribbon.
Yeah, it's just a way of adding some drama. Yeah. Some drama without actually having to make any effort at all. Because all you're doing is putting a top on, right? That's it. But you're bringing the drama.
When I put it on with jeans, what I liked, I had it on with high-waisted jeans. I'll be honest, it didn't fare very well with white jeans. I don't know why. Blue, you know, that off wash kind of blue was definitely a much better denim to wear with it, but it was nice, I think, with the bodysuit not to have to wear a belt. You know, sometimes,
yeah,
as much as I love belts, when you're trying to be casual but stylish, belts can take it to that level, especially when you're going out and you're just going for a few drinks and all of that. It was just nice, I thought, how it gave a relaxed vibe but you look like you're more styled up. So yeah, it was a huge hit. So moving on to style dilemmas, I'm very excited about it. So anyone watching, you can join in. There's going to be an A, B or C answer, which you can put in the box. I tested this one out yesterday and we ended up talking for a good 30 minutes on it. So God, we've got to be careful of time. Now, let me get the scenario right. You have got a mega family do coming up. You've not seen any of your family. You're going to have this big barbecue, okay? And you found your barbecue family party dress over 2 months ago. And you've been sharing this dress as a journey on Insta stories to your community. And as the journey continues, you've been showing what accessories you've bought, what bag you've bought, what shoes you've bought. You've made a whole big thing about wearing this dress. The night before the party, you're on Insta stories and you're watching, well, you're on Instagram and you're watching Insta stories. And I'm going to use, you've all got a fictitious brother. I don't know whether you have one or not, but you've all got a brother at the moment. And you go onto his stories and his best friend is also coming to the family do because you hung around. Phone went off. And you loved it. Am I there?
Yeah. We loved you. Yeah, we loved you for a bit.
Yeah, my phone started to ring, so they might try phoning back. So what did I get? So you're on your brother's Insta stories, and his bestie is coming because from kids, he was like another brother, and he's got a new girlfriend. And you know what it's like when you get onto social media, you can see their Insta stories, then you can see their Insta stories, and you think, oh, new girlfriend. And now he's bringing the new girl. And so you nosy in on the new girl coming. And she showcased to her community the same dress. But her accessories, and especially her shoes, are way better than what you've picked. Way better.
Yeah. It's not possible.
So you've got three options. I can see you're all nervous. When I tested this yesterday, it was honestly, A, do you wear your dress and you change nothing? B, do you wear your dress, but do you up your style game on the accessories? Or C, do you wear something else, knowing full fact your whole entire family have seen it all before? So you're not wearing anything new. So shall I run through those options again? So A is wear the dress, change nothing, but in your mind she's doing better on the accessory game. I mean, everyone's gonna have different opinions on that, but in your head she's gone one better than you.
Oh, we go, we've really got an A there. Yeah,
wear the dress.
Got an A
B, wear the dress, but think about every single accessory you've got in your wardrobe and up in the loft and in the garage, and are you gonna up your style game? Or is it C, wear something else, but you know full well everybody's already seen it, maybe 100 times before, so it's nothing new?
Okay, well...
So Zan, I'm coming to you first. What would you do?
I would probably have to go on to be anyway, because I know what I'm like. I've never ever planned an outfit and not changed things at the last minute anyway. So it would probably end up happening. And I would probably just feel a little bit flat with A. You know, there would just be something in my mind. So I'd go with B, and I would just be like, it's kind of revved it up for me. So yeah, so I'd go with B.
Okay, Samantha, what would you do?
I, as fabulous as I look in my lovely new dress, I'd probably go C, because this girl is obviously coming into this thing and she doesn't know anyone, and it's an awkward situation when you first meet people anyway. So I think I probably just wouldn't say anything, and I've got loads of clothes and loads of dresses that it's ridiculous that I don't wear enough of them anyway. So I would probably go C and just wear some. I mean, let's be honest, I could wear a bin bag and look fabulous, so it's not gonna matter. So that's probably what I'd do. And then I'd be like, oh my God, you look amazing in that dress that I haven't just stalked you on Instagram for an hour looking at it. You know, when you pretend that you don't know, yeah. Then when you know everything about someone's life and you're like, oh no, like you pretend you didn't know it, even though you've been like on their mum's auntie's cat's Facebook page. So
Zahn, we've got B. You'd wear the dress but up your style game. Samantha, we've got C, you'll wear something else. Janine, where does your heart lead you on this?
I'd wear something else. I just know I would. I'd be like, okay, yeah. I'd just go down another route completely. And then I'd have a word with her when I got there.
What be up, Jenny? I'm standing here.
You know something? I love the fact that you said that, because when I did this yesterday, I was with my husband's mother, and she plans her outfits in advance and stuff. And I gave her the three options, and instantly she replied B. I would up my game. I would wear my dress, and I'm going to up my game to the point that we even started talking about hats. I said I would drink.
It's just a family barbecue.
It's hot.
There's no need for a hat.
So I said C. I think in my hearts of hearts I would go C. But I would have to say to her, love what you're wearing. I own it as well. Because I'd want her to know that I own it, so that when I then do own it, she doesn't think I've got my mouth rushed out. I'd have to let her know that.
Well,
I do like what Sam said in terms of the fact that if she's new, then actually, you know, that's, it's like a big moment for her, so actually she should have that moment. I'm just gonna have to go and say C now, because now I feel like really
through conversation. What's the name? But you have to think that she may do the reverse and view. That's a good point.
Oh, mind games. What has she been stalking us?
She's been stalking us.
And then she wears something different.
Nobody wears the dress. Good one, Beth. Well done.
Oh, very good. Very good.
This is proper inception stuff going on now with this dress.
I have to be honest, I got talked into changing my mind from C to B to like, no, you've told your community, you've gone out and bought this dress, you're going to wear it, but you're going to up your style game. And then I added on, and I would arrive very early. But I woke up this morning and thought, no, I'd go back to C. I think I'd let her, as you say, have her moment. But I would have to let her know that I have the dress too in there. But yeah, so that's where we're going. So Zahn, conscious of time, I'm coming to you. We tasked you to go to a supermarket. We said that you weren't allowed to go to a posh one or anything. So which supermarket?
Well, actually, I was at Sainsbury's yesterday, and in mild panic, because of course there's not much on the shelves, I had more time to spend looking around the makeup counters. Now, there are a couple of things that I...
Is that a real thing? I thought...
I went this morning and it was empty,
I went yesterday.
Really? I thought they were just trying to stir things up again. Oh.
It's ridiculous. And where I live, it's like even the mildest, like maybe there may be a shortage of, and everyone's like, vroom. And also it's hot weather, it's barbecue weather, it's end of term. So yeah, no, there's nothing, there was nothing. But I had more time to have a little look around. And there are a couple of brands that I have been buying forever. And every makeup artist I have ever worked with has this particular product in her bag, and I just feel that considering its price and how long it's been on the market, it's barely changed. I mean, there's so many different variations of it, but this particular one, it is by Maybelline, and it is their Great Lash Mascara. It's just brilliant, and you can get it, I think you can get it on Amazon for £4, but it's approximately five-ish. So that's the, for anyone who's obviously going to be listening later, it's got a really clean, neat brush. I always have this in my makeup bag because for me, if I have no makeup, like if I had to go to a desert island, I would like to have my eyes accentuated, and that's mascara. So very simple, clean product that you can buy in virtually every single supermarket, just at the Maybelline counter. And then
before you go on to the next one, yes. Can we just do a little poll between the four of us, and anyone else can join in? Who is actually wearing makeup every day at the moment in this heat? Is everyone getting their face on every morning?
No.
What do you class as your face on? Are we talking full face, or do we mean mascara and maybe a bit?
Well, I mean a bit of foundation or tinted moisturiser and powder before any of the eye stuff.
I have to admit, yeah, I do. I have, because it's got my SPF in it as well. So my illuminating foundation does. So yeah, I have. Only lightly though, not like a full slap on thick.
I use it.
Mine slides off.
Yeah, well that's it. But if you want some kind of coverage, then if you can find a really good but light foundation with a tint in it that has SPF, you're onto a winner because it's light.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then a bit of mascara, and then a lip gloss, and then you're kind of sorted for this kind of weather. But I really put the face on for you today.
Samantha, what are you doing at the moment in this heat?
I've only put clothes on for you today, if I'm being quite honest. I messaged you before. I wasn't joking when I said I was just there in my pants, like honestly. So no, if I can't be bothered to put a bra on, I definitely can't be bothered to put makeup on. Like a catfish on here. That's what I am. You wouldn't recognize me in real life if you saw me.
Nobody stand up.
You can't see the bottom now, so you don't know. You don't know what the bottom is.
So sorry, Zan. Do you want to move on to number two?
Right. So two. So I'm a little. I always think that if you have nicely polished nails, you can get away with a lot. Yeah. So I do think. I mean, there's so many amazing shades out at the moment. So I wandered around and I've never tried this brand before. It's called Jelly. I think it's by Barry M. I think, I don't know. It's one of their. It's and it's white, and I just think that's such an effortless. It goes with absolutely everything. I think if you go on Instagram, the chicest women often have the white nail polish. And I thought I would test this because I'm always running late. And I thought, let's see how quickly that's going to dry and the finish it's going to have. So I do, in fact, have
Does it say how long? Is it a 60
second? It doesn't actually. I was
right, okay.
If I need my glasses. Maybe it does. And quite clearly, I just can't see it. But I just thought, well, I'll try this. I have to say, though, there's this trend at the moment to have different coloured nails, either completely neon, all different shades of neon, or shades of pastel colours, which I think is really lovely. Yeah. And this Jelly from Barry M have got an incredible range. In fact, there was a teenage girl I had to wait because of social distancing for quite some time while she went through every single colour and got all her nails sorted, and then she moved on. I'm going to try it. £3. £3 in Sainsbury's, and all I can say is my nails, considering I'm not brilliant at painting my nails, and I was in real rush, and two coats, done, sorted. So I would
hope that's great.
Yeah. So, and I actually keep this on me because I have this thing about chipped nail polish. I immediately feel like you know, just like I'm not finished, you know? So I actually keep that I have a little makeup bag. It's by Elizabeth Scarlett. They do the best makeup bags. And I just pop that in there. It's quite a tiny little bottle. Boom. You know, and that's what I take with me. And then, of course, I've got my little mascara in there.
Can I just say, I've always used that mascara. And then I have go through a phase of going, no, I need to spend more. I need to go and get a posh brand or something. And then I end up going back to that. So I totally agree with you.
I think if you just have that in your makeup bag, I mean, there's something that people must know is that you don't ever pump air. So when you put it in really slowly, because if you pump the air in, it dries it out. So with mascara, if you're buying expensive ones and people are like, and you're pumping all that air, that's not
I wouldn't know that detail, if I'm honest. I just, I probably would do that. So I won't be anymore.
Yeah, it's just a really clean and then popping it back in again. But you have to be careful with mascara. Some makeup has longer lifespan than others. A mascara is one of those you've really got to be careful with, and you can't just have them for ages. So I always have an inexpensive one, which just so happens to be Maybelline and happens to be brilliant, in my makeup bag. Because there have been times, because I'm always running late, that I've forgotten my mascara. Or you want to touch up. You want to like lift the upper lashes a bit more, because you want a bit more of a dramatic look because you're going out. So that's my two. And then I discovered this a little while ago. Now, lip color is really, really tricky at the moment because you can't do testing, right? But I think if you want to try out a new color, like a shade of coral or something that you've never tried before, then it's a good place to start because they're inexpensive. I was thinking of something that you could use on your mouth and then use it as a little bit of rouge as well. I ended up going with this Revlon one. I've bought several of them now. They are the Ultra HD Matte Lip Mousse. That's the color there. I've got them in various shades.
I think I've got that, but not that shade.
You put it on and you can literally put a mask on straight afterwards and it does not budge. It is really amazing. It's really easy to apply. That's it there. And they've got some beautiful shades. And I am wearing one of my favorite lip colors at the moment. It is by Code 8. It's more pricey, but when you put it on, that's what happens. Like if you go and have a drink. And I did actually do this tip earlier on when I was putting on my makeup for Instagram. When you're wearing a very glossy lip color or a very bright color, a really good tip that, especially for me now, because I've got braces on, just put your finger in your mouth and like, so you take off the excess and it doesn't cling to the front of your teeth. So it's literally like that, and it just takes it off so that you don't then go and smile at someone and you've got red front teeth, which is just defies goes against what you're trying to achieve. So really, I think this one was on special for £7. So that's
great.
I will be cheeky and just add one more. I ended up buying a foundation brush. Now, usually I put my foundation on with my fingers, but I feel it's really hot and sweaty and I don't want really to be putting that on my face. So I bought one from Sainsbury's yesterday. It was £6. It's by a company called Eco Tools. I need to look a little bit deeper in the fact why they use the eco. Are they really that eco and sustainable and everything else? But I have to say, considering the price, I actually prefer to use this than my fingers now. It really glided on very, very well. So that was also Sainsbury's. Done.
I do wonder whether that's why my makeup might be slipping off a bit, because I am applying it a little bit with my fingers at the moment. It's so hot and stuff like that. I think they're all great.
Yeah, job done.
No, I think they're really good. They're really good. And that's so thank you. So moving on, is there any more sort of shout outs or fashion news anyone wants to share?
Gone a little bit quiet. No, actually, you probably know that I'm a huge fan of Nudea, who are like, I wear all their bras and underwear. And they came out yesterday with the most perfect summer colour. It's called Jade. It is stunning. So if you are looking to buy a new bra, they have got this really incredible fit tape that you can fit it at home. They do online virtual fittings for you, and their bras, you could literally wear, you could sleep in them, but it's not advisable to, but they are that comfortable, and new color is sensational.
Oh, yeah. Might go check that one out. Samantha, have you got anything you want to share? Have you got any things coming up? Any summer holiday?
I have, but actually, you just reminded me that I have actually got a downloadable workbook that I've just finished and that I'm going to be putting out today. And it's essentially about getting out of your style rut, if you're in one, but feeling good about yourself. So the first four sections of the five sections don't talk about clothes at all. It's just all about how you're feeling. Because I know that at the moment, for me personally, I've spoken a lot about it, but I was like a size 18, 20 when I was younger, and I found summer, and I still find summer now quite, it's the worst. I actually dread the heat, and I have to try and get myself out of the mindset of I look awful or I can't wear that because my thighs rub together. And I know that a lot of women, whilst it's really, you know, I'm looking forward to autumn, winter and really get back to school feeling, I know that right now is the time when a lot of women are feeling that way. So I wanted to do something that would help you feel better. That will be, I'll share it, a link in my bio to it. So
you can... I completely agree with you there. I mean, I'm very much spring or autumn because my personal style is very much about layering. That's what I like to do. That's how I, you know, that's where I'm in my happy zone. I don't particularly like winter too much because you could be wearing anything to stick a coat on. That's how I feel most of the time. But when it comes to summer, and particularly how hot it's been this week, I just want dresses that are like my nightdress. I mean, if I could just go everywhere in my nightdress, I'd just be happy. Because we talked about it earlier, I don't recognise my feet at the moment. I feel 10 times bigger than I probably actually am, and that's just purely down to the heat. So I don't actually feel that great about myself. And as I say, put some makeup on to try and trim myself up, and within an hour it's all slid off. So it's just, I think it's difficult. And I know, Janine, you did a poll, didn't you? And actually you got nearly a 50-50 split with the kind of, some people love it and some people don't. You love it, don't you?
I just don't complain about it because it's very short, isn't it, really? I mean, tonight we need to pack. Don't forget to put your garden furniture away tonight. Yeah. As in, if you leave your cushions out because it's going to rain, isn't it? So I just, over the years, yeah, I try not to moan about it. But I do secretly go, it's too hot.
Yeah, no, dare I say this? I think England heat is different to Mediterranean heat.
I say that all the time. Yeah. My husband goes, no, it's not. It's because you're not laying out in it. But it is. I think it's
completely different. Because my Italian family don't live by the beach. They're not coastal. They're, you know, it's nowhere near like going on holiday. And I just don't get this hot and sweaty if I go to that area of Italy, if you know what I mean. It's definitely more humid, I think, in England to compare.
But we're honestly not prepared for it, though. We're not prepared. I think we were all in lockdown, and our feet were not prepared for lovely slidey sandals and our feet all hot and sweaty. And I look like I've been in a war zone. So, yeah, every different pair of sandals to the point where, okay, I'm walking barefoot now. Thank you. I have to say rosehip oil, though. Rosehip oil rubbed on your feet is really good for taking any marks and healing any kind of blisters and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm just going to finish off. As you know, you say I went to London. I went to the Chanel No. 5 factory. It's a pop-up shop in Selfridges, and I've done a little reel on it, and a few people have come back about it. I do want to say, I mean, Chanel No. 5, they're celebrating 100 years. That's the reason they've done the pop-up, and they're limited edition beauty products. I think there's about 16 or 17 of them, but already I would say half of them have completely sold out, so you will struggle. But I did learn a couple of tips if you are going to go, because they don't share it on the website or anything, but I learned them yesterday, so hopefully this might help anybody who's in London between now and the 30th of July, because then it all comes to an end. For the first 2 hours, so from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., you can only get in if you've got a wristband. And so they get first dibs at the new stock for that day. So as you can imagine, the really popular items, they do go. But you can obtain a wristband if you're prepared to get outside Selfridges at 7 a.m. in the morning, because there's a man out there that stands there with wristbands, and clearly a lot of people are because it's quite packed between 10 and 12. Not packed in a COVID, not allowed packed, sorry, but it's busy at that time, and I suppose diehard fans do. And then at 4 o'clock, I think Thursday to Sundays, they have like a DJ type thing and they restock again. So there are just a couple of tips I share, because I didn't know that yesterday when I visited. I purposely, because a lot of the products were actually all around packaging, and I know packaging and sustainability and all that, I thought it was quite an interesting link. So the beauty products were not in what you would consider typical beauty product bottles. So what in my head, I wanted something that would last longer than the product, because let's be honest, beauty products, they only have a certain amount of lifespan and then you can't use them. So I went with the tin. So I bought the soap bar because it comes in this lovely metal tin. And I just thought, for the rest of my life, I can, you know, put bits in it when I go traveling. If I've got a big tote bag, I can put bits in. And then, you know,
put your Tesco soap in it.
Afterwards. Sorry?
Put your Tesco soap in it.
People open it and get a surprise.
I probably have to shave it off, Janine, down, because it's a lot narrow. And even if you don't buy, pop in, you can get a poster. They're giving out posters, so you don't have to buy. And then you've got that for your wall. Just frame it.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're handing them out, so you don't even have to buy. Or, I don't know, if your daughter's really into Chanel number 5, stop by, grab it for her, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? It's only there for another week, so... I just thought I'd let you know about that. So this is our last one before we break for the summer. We're going to be back in September with some more Fashion Fix Live. And we're going to come to you. There'll be no more summer talk, will there, ladies? We're going to be talking autumn, winter.
We're moving on.
Fashion. Yes.
My favourite. Absolutely love autumn. Because being from Durban, South Africa, we don't have autumn. We don't have those changing seasons. But I really embrace it.
Is that your favourite season?
Love it. Love the layering, love the colourings. I mean, you know, it's, and don't have to wear sandals.
Yeah, so we've got that. So I think that'll be early September. We'll announce the date once we've all agreed on it, but it'll be all autumn, winter content. And I, honestly, I can't wait already. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a great summer.
Yes, happy holidays, everybody. See
happy
ya.
Happy summertime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fashion Fix Live. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us for all the fashion chat. You can follow all of us on Instagram. Samantha is at Samantha Style Editor. Janine is at Own Your Own Style UK. And Zahn, All Things Zahn. And I'm Lizzie Richardson, your host for Fashion Fix Live and my style blog, Loved by Lizzie. See you again soon. Bye for now.